Brutu, Capello, Brainer in a full fighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God!
God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight
Weekend. And Johnny Taco's in the house.
Taco Man Radio hits the air. Live all across America from the left coast, folks. The only live network show on at this time of the hour. Of course, 1 a.m. Eastern Time straight up. We have open phone lines. We're talking sports for the next couple hours. Myself and Dominic Jimenez, of course. I am Johnny Taco. Welcome to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, of course, a.k.a. Sports Overnight in America, the weekend edition. Lots of things to talk about. First up, hey, is Cam Newton a puss? I mean, what's happening with there? Standing around, the Super Bowl's on the line there. I understand concussions. In fact, we're going to talk about concussions in hour number two. And I understand the danger of concussions, but Cam, what were you thinking, man? What were you thinking? Doesn't make you look good. And from now until the end of eternity, as far as Cam Newton's concerned, everybody will call him a coward for what he did in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50 will be about Cam Newton's failure, not Peyton Manning. Speaking of Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning will be on the show tonight. Peyton Manning will spend some time with us talking about his Super Bowl win, of course. Congrats, you know, congrats to Peyton, you know, 39 years old, 40 years old, 55 years old, whatever he is. The bottom line is he's won his last Super Bowl, and we'll have him on tonight's show. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're tweeting it at Taco Man Radio. This is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco with his All-Star.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Tonightly, rapper B.O.B. goes on an anti-science Twitter spree claiming the Earth is flat. As a result, he's currently polling third in the Republican presidential race. Pretty good. Makes sense. It makes sense. And undocumented immigrants in Flint, Michigan are being forced to drink lead poison water. Or as Donald Trump calls it, phase one.
Twelve and a half minutes past the hour. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, our Twitter thing is at Taco Man Radio. Joining me from the, what could I say, from his palatial palace on the peninsula, I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. What's up, Dom?
Not much, just enjoying your alliteration once again. It gets me excited.
Okay, bottom line is the Super Bowl is done, passed, of course. Man, 6 days ago, just 40 miles away, but, you know, it really didn't have all that buzz to it. I mean, the streets weren't that crowded, Dominic, the day of the game, the day before the game, it wasn't that crowded. Somehow the people all just went away. Where did they go?
I don't know, but locally for me over in here in Daly City, we couldn't find tortilla chips. We had some already, and we needed more, and a lot of the stores locally were out of tortilla chips. So people were around, just I guess they just needed to go to their houses and get, you know, go to the stores, load up on groceries, and then they just retreated to their homes, it seems like, because there were not a lot of people out and about.
Okay, Charles Jay, of course, the genius of geniuses, the man that called that game all the way down to almost a minute. Per se, he'll be joining us probably in about 5 to 6 minutes here on Sports Byline. So we've got open phone lines. If you'd like to drop a spend some time with the J-Man, of course, Charles Jay is at Plays by Jay, PlaysByJay.com. But he called us. He got to give him props. He called us. He did everything but call the exact score.
No, yeah, it was thoroughly impressive. And, you know, it's funny. You texted me, and I think Broncos had scored a couple times. It might have been 9-0 or something like that. And you were freaking out, and I'm like, hey, there's a lot of time. Boy, was I wrong. Carolina did not put much of a fight after that first quarter. It was really surprising, and it was fascinating to me to see it play out almost exactly as, you know, Charles described it.
No, it's scary.
I had it pretty down to the lock, and then this guy goes and takes everything I've said, soups it up, and makes it more specific, and still manages to be right.
But that's why I've been doing radio with this guy now for over 30 years. He's the one that got me into radio in 1984. Was it 84? 84? Yeah, 84. He got me into radio. We're doing this thing in Florida and Vegas and stuff, and that sort of started things going. But the bottom line is he is the smartest man in sports. He'll be joining us in about 7 minutes. The second smartest man in sports is joining me. Of course, he is my co-host. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. And Dom, of course, the NBA All-Star Game. We'll talk about the best five of all time as far as myself and you're concerned. And hour number two, but the NBA All-Star Games tomorrow. They had the dunk competition today, huh?
Yeah, the dunk competition, the three-point shootout, and your skills competition. Those were all today. Yesterday, I had the celebrity game and the Rising Stars game. Those two kind of get easily overlooked. Saturday night, I think, is where it's at. Everybody loves the three-point shootout. The dunk contest has seriously been lacking the last few years. I don't want to say disappointing, but yeah, lack of creativity, you know, long gone are the days of, you know, Jordan, Dr. J, Spud Webb, even Nate Robinson, Vince Carter, Jason Richardson. You don't see dunkers like that. But I've got to say, tonight, Aaron Gordon from the Magic, local guy from San Jose, California. I believe he went to Mitty. And Zach LaVine, the defending champ, put on an absolute show. If you haven't seen it yet, Taco Man, I implore you to watch it. It was fantastic.
Got to mention this, of course, one of the stellars of the NFL has always been the Pro Bowl, and the Pro Bowl has sort of jumped around. It was always in Hawaii, I remember, and a lot of the guys used to go over to Hawaii. Of course, players used to bring their wives, and guys who were single went over there and had a good time, if you know what I'm talking about. So everybody had a good time at the Pro Bowl, but now the Pro Bowl doesn't seem to be, the NFL's thinking about dropping the whole concept.
it's starting to become kind of a chore for some of these guys. We're starting to see every year more and more guys drop out without being injured. And it's the problem, I think, is at the end of a very long season, football's one of the more demanding sports that exists. So these guys are exhausted. These guys are beat up. So for the veteran, you know, your 10-year offensive lineman or something like that, the novelty of being a Pro Bowler wears off. I hope that makes sense. There's only so many times where you can go play in a meaningless game in Hawaii year after year where you still want to continue to do it.
If you know what, if you haven't been in the Pro Bowl before and they select you for the Pro Bowl, you would row a boat over to Hawaii to get there. I mean, that's just the way it is for most guys. I know some guys want to pull out, but there was one guy that was on the Broncos this year, and it was his first time in the Pro Bowl, and he said it was heart-wrenching not to be able to go over there and do that. This is part of NFL history, but history is being changed because the Pro Bowl, I don't think there'll be a Pro Bowl in 2007 next year. I think it's done.
No, and the NFL is all about the Benjamins, man. And financially, I think it just, for them, it's starting to not make sense. Getting all these guys all the way to Hawaii, paying them the additional payouts. I don't know what the attendance figures are like, but I know attendance and interest in general have waned in the last few years. So if they're not selling out that game and they're not putting on a bunch of NFL-related activities, which I've never actually heard of. I know that they used to do, like, skills competitions where most one-handed catches or fastest guy from
throw
the Pro Bowl or whatever.
Throw the football through the tire.
Yeah, I don't even think they do those kind of things anymore. And that's always kind of fun for fans to see. It allows them to be that fan fest type access where they get to be standing on the sidelines watching their favorite NFL players doing these kind of things 20 yards away, sometimes even closer. I don't think the NFL even generates that much fanfare. I think the people of Hawaii, even to an extent, that novelty of the Pro Bowl coming every year is starting to lose some of its luster. That's the way I see it from a fan over on the mainland.
Interesting. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, yeah, we got that going on as well. And the address is at Taco Man Radio. But straight up, Charles J., the genius of geniuses from PlaysByJay.com. That's PlaysByJay.com. Will join us in a few minutes here. Of course, we'll talk sports with him in general, but got to tap him on the shoulder as far as his Super Bowl picks concerned and ask him why he was so committed. I mean, once he told me he was going to roll with this, he wasn't budging, and he didn't budge, and guess what? It lived up to his expectations. Of course, Super Bowl 2017, well, we could talk about that as well. Open phone lines coast to coast. All across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's about little expressions we use. We all say them, the little sayings and expressions that we use all the time, most of us. And we never really seem to examine these expressions very carefully at all. We just sort of say these things as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the f***ing problem? Leave my friend alone, officer. He's legally drunk. You know you can stick it. Well, why do we always assume everyone knows where they can stick it? Suppose you don't know. Suppose you're a new guy. You have absolutely no idea where to stick it. I think there ought to be a government booklet entitled Where to Stick It. Now that I think of it, I believe there is a government booklet like that. They send it to you on April 15th. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? It's the quiet ones you gotta watch. You know that one, eh? Every time you see a story about a serial killer on TV, what do? They bring on the neighbor. And the neighbor says, well, he was always very quiet. And someone in the room says, it's the quiet ones you gotta watch. This sounds to me like a very dangerous assumption. I will bet you anything that while you're watching a quiet one, a noisy one will f***ing kill you. Suppose you're in a bar and one guy's sitting over on the side reading a book, not bothering anybody. Another guy standing up at the front with a machete, banging it on the bar, saying, I'll kill the next motherfucker who comes in here. Who are you gonna watch? You're goddamn right.
The late, great George Carlin. Spent some time with him, of course, in Las Vegas at this small MGM. The MGM Grand has a small little nightclub there, and George Carlin did his thing, and wow, that was like 10, 12 years now. Time just seems to fly. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am Johnny Taco on the line, of course, from, take that back, he's come to us from the from Florida. Talking about Charles Day. Charles, how's life treating you?
Feeling good today. How's it going?
Well, I guess you must. I mean, I wanted to play some coronation music for you because you picked the Super Bowl all the way down to, like, the blade of grass. But the bottom line is, you know, you've been doing this for over three decades. And I told Dominic in the prior segment that, you know, that's why you are the man that you are, bro. You got me into radio with those numbers and being a genius back in the 80s. And what can I say? You're still, Still predicting. No pontifications, predictions come 2015, 2016, and it looked great. How'd you call the Super Bowl that correctly?
Well, first of all, I did not win my teaser, which would have called for Carolina to win, but by less than 12 points. But that wasn't really the anchor play, of course, was the under. And what did you want to know about that?
They were complaining about the field, and I know. I mean, just...
the field, as you mentioned, you know that there's an inherent a problem with the surface below the surface, and that you could change the sod, you know, a million times, and the bottom line is that it's still going to be kind of slow out there. And it was interesting that, I don't know, it was in like the first quarter, you know, you were hearing stuff about how guys were slipping and they were changing cleats and everything. And, you know, I did kind of expect that. So, you know, hey, look, the defenses on both teams really did their job. Denver scored two touchdowns basically on as a result of two outstanding defensive plays by Von Miller, who won the MVP because of it. These were quarterback sacks that caused fumbles. Right. But these guys didn't, you know, nobody really moved the ball with any kind of consistency. And that was something that that you know, I kind of did expect. So between that and the field, we wound up with another, and there probably should have been fewer points scored in the game.
Dominic Jimenez is our Levi's Stadium expert. Dom, are they going to replace that grass with artificial surface before the 49ers season?
I highly doubt it. It's a Jed York ego thing. I think he wants to do everything he can to make it nice.
Time out. Make it nice. I'll ask both you guys, you first, Dominic. Make it nice. Guys are going to get hurt on that field, okay? Obviously, the field has some inherent flaws in it and design because of the moisture underneath it and that kind of good stuff. So we can just say, look, they, like Charles said, they can replace that field once a week. It's not going to work. A field is not going to work in that stadium. They need to go artificial.
I understand that. And I think Jed is going to exhaust every option possible before he commits to that. It's not often that you see an outdoor stadium in the NFL with turf like that. That's traditionally in the domes. And I think that's one thing that they messed up on with Levi's. What you see in Arizona is they actually have a retractable field, I believe, for the Cardinals play that allows the grass to do its thing on the outside to grow. And then come game time, they have the proper surface underneath the grass. It slides or something like that. I think the Niners really missed the ball on covering and protecting the grass and that layer underneath it. Because Santa Clara, it's nice and humid, nice and dry. There's all kinds of problems, and I think they missed the ball in terms of designing the stadium with the field.
Charlie, I got to ask you this. I mean, they're not going to hold another Super Bowl in Levi's Stadium with that kind of field like that. I mean, the field is an issue. What do we have to do? Have some guy rip his knee out or tear his ACL? Have some superstar go down before New York does something?
What, Jerry Jones came there for an exhibition game. And he freaked out. He's going, and I mean, you know, Jerry Jones, whatever you say about him, he's a very powerful owner in the National Football League because he's a great earner.
Yeah.
And, you know, he brought the Cowboys there, and he was beside himself about this field and what are we going to do? This is where we're holding the Super Bowl here and so forth. And, you know, they just started replacing grass, you know. Now, I don't know how. Dominic, how can Santa Clara be dry and humid at the same time?
No, I misspoke. It's dry, not humid. I misspoke on that one. It's dry. It's in the 80s plus on a daily basis. It's dry there, not humid.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, you guys, is the water. See, they're playing that whole place where they're playing, I think, is landfill at some point in time, and there's moisture in the ground underneath it, and there's no way you're going to get the water to go away unless you were to lay some type of artificial surface down there. And I'm telling you, I can see if they want to go another season like that, the NFL, I think, is putting himself in a position of liability because they realize right now the field is a bit of a hazard. They're not admitting it.
It's not only a hazard, it's also an embarrassment, because when the home team has to pull itself out of practicing on that surface 2 years in a row and go across the street to the other practice facility, you know, they're worried about themselves on that surface, and that came after changing the sod on the field a couple of different times. So that's what kind of tipped me off as to the possibility that this might just be a problem that was going to happen regardless of what they were going to do. The artificial surfaces are improving, obviously, now. I mean, there's much more give in them. You guys know that already. I mean, but it's not like the old days when you were almost playing on concrete out there. So I would think that somebody would look into that. Now, whether that'll happen this year or not, I don't know. But certainly, I don't know how well the area itself turned out as a Super Bowl site, but if it was a success, they'd obviously be looking to put that into some sort of a rotation.
Let me put it to you like this. There were a lot of tricks in town, and every hooker worked overtime as far as the SF scene was concerned. So the hookers did well. Hey, Dom, you know, they replaced the great fields out there at Beach Chalet, the soccer fields out there at the beach, with artificial surface. And I thought that was going to be an issue because I had played on the grass when I was a kid. So I went out there and checked out the artificial surface, and I was thoroughly pleased with it. And then I thought about getting tackled on it, and I said, yeah, you know, I can sort of deal with that too. So this artificial surface, Charles said, has come a long ways. But the 49ers, are they going to make a move? Will Tred York just sit around and do nothing? Will Goodell step in? And will Goodell step in and flex his muscle here, Charlie?
Yeah, well, they always do. I mean, look, I don't know that they necessarily, you know, here in Miami Sun Life Stadium, I'm not sure the Dolphins, who own the stadium, necessarily wanted to make a move to put millions and millions and millions of dollars into it to renovate it. But, basically Goodell said, if you don't do it, you're not going to have any more Super Bowls here. So they did it. They got to get some public assistance, of course, you know, and between all of that, they're going to make, or they've started to make some major changes in the stadium. And so Miami is going back into that Super Bowl rotation, and they're going to, you know, because obviously there aren't too many sites that you can have that are better, you know, to hold the Super Bowl. And so that's one of the sites that I suppose would be competing with the Bay Area in the future to host Super Bowls. They want new or renovated stadia. You know, of course, Los Angeles is also going to be one of them. You know, they're going to have plenty of Super Bowls there in the future as well.
They'll probably have one every 5 years in L.A.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we'll talk about the team that's going to be the L.A. Rams coming back to L.A. And, of course, they'll be playing in the Coliseum, I think, for a little while, and then they'll eventually go to Inglewood, I think they're going to play on that old Hollywood racetrack. Is that where they're going to build it, Charlie?
That's exactly where they are building it. It's you know, where the Forum is or was. You know, it's right there. It's pretty good location. It's right off the highway, and it's not too far from anything, actually.
Hey, but the bottom line is, though, if you take a wrong turn down there near the Forum, you're in trouble.
Yes, Inglewood has acquired that reputation. What you want to do, if you want to take the wrong turn, is you'll wind up going toward Culver City, which is not as dangerous, I think. Or you might wind up back in the airport, you know, which is right near there.
I've got a lot of stories to tell about the L.A. Forum. One of the funniest ones I ever saw in my life was a guy that I won the Golden Gloves with back in 1984. His name was Parker White then. He changed his name to Bomani Parker. He became a Muslim. So he was fighting at the L.A. Forum, and right after the second round, he jumped over the top rope and just ran out of the arena with his gloves on and ran across the street to the hotel. I kid you, just ran right out of the arena. Do you remember Bomani Parker?
I do remember him vaguely. I mean, I think he might have fought for those Houston people that
Bob Spagnuolo. Bob Spagnuolo and those Houston people.
Right, yeah.
But that had to be I've never seen a guy jump over the top rope in the middle of a fight and just flee the arena. Open phone lines, coast to coast. Join us, the Charles Day, myself, and, of course, Dominic Jimenez. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And hour number two, we're going to talk concussions, a little more NBA, some combat sports as well, and, of course, the NHL and some soccer, too. Maybe a little Tiger Woods. If there was some new women's wrestling to talk about, I'd bring that up as well. We'll also talk about the best five, the top five of all time as far as NBA players are concerned. Your all-star team, your dream all-star team. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. This is Johnny Talking His All-Stars live on Sports Byline.
You woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Guess what, folks? An exclusive on Sports Byline, an interview with both Peyton Manning and his wife, Ashley Manning. Let's start with Peyton Manning. And Peyton, how'd the Super Bowl go for you, man? How did it feel winning that Super Bowl?
Thanks, but the thanks really has to go to my new sponsor, Budweiser.
What about the Super Bowl win? Talk to me about it.
Well, I'd say it was about as good as a Papa John's half-cooked pizza.
Okay, staying with the sponsors, I can see. Well, what about Coach Kubiak? What advice would you have for him?
I think Gary should get a deal with KY Jelly, the sensual lubricant.
Why KY Jelly, Peyton?
Well, I think KY Jelly would make his visit with John Elway far less painful. I mean, not only does Elway look like a horse, he's also hung like one.
Okay, and your wife, Ashley, I didn't see her much during Super Bowl week.
She's got a new sponsor, AAA Lie Detectors of Chicago, Illinois.
know nothing. Nothing.
41 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America live from the West Coast. Of course, the only live sports network show on at this hour of the morning, evening, whatever you want to talk about. Evening on the West Coast, morning on the East Coast. Bottom line is we are on the live show. Begin at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We go for 2 hours until midnight Pacific time. Of course, that is 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern time. And then we replay again at 3 a.m. Eastern time Pacific time here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Bottom line is we've got some royalty in the house. Of course, we're talking about my great co-host Dominic Jimenez and Charles J. And Charlie, I got to ask you this. Intestinal fortitude. Does Cam Newton lack intestinal fortitude? What was he thinking when he was sitting there looking at that ball?
I watched that replay several times. At first, I felt like he was anticipating that one of his linemen was going to dive in there and might think that he'd have a head-on-head, you know, head-to-head encounter with him diving for the football. But then when you look at it a little closer, it just looks like, I don't know, there was some kind of hesitation. Maybe he was anticipating that the ball might get, you know, booted, you know, a little bit further back toward the goal line, and he wanted to be there to get it. But it seems like the consensus opinion on the part of everybody is that he just didn't want to risk himself, and he's taken and he took a lot of flack for that. I don't know that there. I mean, has there been really a satisfactory explanation for it?
You know what I call it, Charlie? I call it the pussification of football.
Well,
I understand the concussions and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, I remember John Brody died of Alzheimer's. And, of course, there's a lot of guys who have been dying of late. Joe Capp, the former Miami Vikings quarterback, of course, former Cal quarterback, he's having problems for his Alzheimer's and dementia.
Right.
Ken Stabler passed away. So I understand all that kind of good stuff. But let me tell you, if there's ever a time in your entire football life where you got to lay your crap on the line there and put it out there and possibly get it whacked off, it's in the Super Bowl. You and I know that. He didn't. I think that'll haunt him for the rest of his career.
And this whole thing will haunt him. He looked a little bit like he had, you know, he had given up on winning even before that. You know, he just looked really frustrated and like I didn't know what to do and didn't know how to handle it. But, you know, I will say one thing. I've seen plenty of interception returns where the quarterback didn't make any attempt whatsoever to tackle the guy who was running down down toward the other end of the field.
Can you bring one up in the Super Bowl?
Sure. I've seen guys put themselves out there, but I've also seen guys not put themselves out there. I don't know.
You're being too kind to him. I got to Dominic. I'll ask you one word out.
I'm being cordial.
Dominic, did he puss out or not? It's a yes or a no answer.
Yeah.
Okay, I think so.
And you know, and I'm really quick. Another issue. I know the big play there was with Cam, but earlier in the game, Ted Ginn caught a slant or maybe a deep post, whatever you want to call it, and he had an angle and he very casually ran out of bounds. I know Ted Ginn has a long injury history. He's not a lead receiver, but you would have liked to have seen some more effort from him on that one. It was a huge gain, and imagine he tries to put a move on one defender, he might get hit, but if he successfully puts that move on, in theory, he can go for the touchdown because it had been that big of a gain, and I think there was only a safety that had the angle on him. I didn't like Carolina's body language for a lot of the game, and it was a close game for the most part up until the very end. And it was very disappointing to see Carolina almost with a kind of attitude.
I think Dominic, that might be a result of, you know, a team winning 12 games by a touchdown or more, and not being challenged all that much, while the other team won 11 games by 7 points or less. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just that it would appear that one team was in these situations a lot more than the other team was. And, I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, what happens when adversity hits? What happens when plan A doesn't work? Plan A has worked way too much for Carolina this season, where they were, I think, second in the NFL in points scored in the first quarter and first in points scored in the second quarter. So they always got off to a pretty good start. And there weren't that many teams who were able to challenge them at the finish. You know, like the Giants were, for example, in the second half of that game when they came back from four touchdowns down. It didn't happen a lot to them. So, but being stopped on offense was kind of a new experience for them. And on this big stage, perhaps it was the psychological effect of all this.
He pushed out. No, no.
Body language.
The body language, I saw it early on. Dominic saw a text I shot him early in the game. I knew it was over right then and there. I mean, the body language was there. He wasn't playing like he really wanted to win. And when I saw him stand there and look at that ball, I'm saying to myself, WTF. And I got a feeling that's exactly what about 6 billion people around the world were thinking while they were watching. What is this guy thinking? This is what it's all about, the Super Bowl, and he's sitting there letting it squander away. And Dominic, had he grabbed that ball, they weren't behind. They could have turned the corner.
Yeah, they still would have had a really long ways to go with not a lot of time left. But you're right. Denver doesn't score a touchdown, and it's still a one-possession game. So Cam recovers. It's the cliche. You never know what could have happened. But, yeah, obviously we know the result now, and in hindsight, hey, Cam recovers it, and then if Cam recovers it, then we let our imaginations take over, and, hey, maybe they make that comeback.
Charlie, besides Peyton Manning having advice from Mr. Kubiak as far as the KY jelly and Mr. Elway is concerned, what kind of advice would you have for Mr. Elway as far as going forward?
Well, at some point, they're going to have to turn the page away from Manning and to somebody else. I don't know who that somebody else is going to be.
Osweiler?
I think Osweiler may also be a free agent, but I don't know that he's their quarterback of the future. I know he understands the offense and all that. They're drafting, obviously, the last pick in the first round, which is actually the 31st pick because New England lost their pick. But and I don't know that they look for a quarterback in the draft, but I think they're looking for veteran help. Whatever Manning does, I don't think in next year it's going to include being in Denver. And I think in an oddly frank moment, his father said words to that effect. I mean, I think it was right after the game he was interviewed. You know, do you think Peyton's got done in Denver? And he says, yeah, I do. I don't know what he's going to do with his career, but I think he's certainly done in Denver. So I don't think this was the greatest experience for Manning, having to change a lot of things this year. And I don't see them going through another year like that with him, even if he wanted to come back. So I think they'll turn their attention to, if they keep Osweiler, he'll be there, but he'll compete with somebody. And he'll compete with somebody that has something of a background in football. And if they find a young quarterback they like, maybe they'll take him in the draft. Probably not on the first round. But somebody who they believe, or who Kubiak believes, can adapt to the way he wants to play his offense.
Dominic, Peyton Manning reminds me of a chair with three legs. In other words, you know, it can stand up in certain instances, but for the most part, it's going to fall over. I mean, why would he want to risk future injuries? I mean, he's had neck issues and back issues, and, you know, his wife's taking human growth hormone. Why doesn't the guy just go away?
You know, some guys are just hardwired to keep playing. They want to keep playing. You kind of saw it to an extent with Brett Favre. Obviously, he never had the neck surgeries like Peyton, but Brett Favre just kept coming back. He kept coming back. Brett Favre's going to retire. Oh, he changed his mind. He's going to come back. There's just some guys that have a genetic something going on in the way they're wired that they don't want to let go. Some guys, you know, football or whatever sport that they play is all they have. And I think Peyton might be at the end of the road. I think he should be done, go out on top, if you will. But, yeah, you know, if he comes back, it wouldn't be the most surprising thing because I've seen Peyton Manning, and the guy's a competitor.
Well, there is a timeline, Charlie. If Manning is on the roster March the 9th, the official start of the new league year, he gets $19 million. It's his base salary, $21.5 million
right.
Is his cap. So they've got, like, less than a month. They've got less than a month to make this decision?
Well, they I think they would release him, but I think what will happen is, if he does want to play, I think if there is a situation out there for him, I think it involves perhaps a team that would use him for a season while they were figuring out what their long-term situation was going to be at quarterback, and maybe it would be a franchise where he could have a future in some capacity after he played. And we talked many weeks ago about the Cleveland Browns being a team that he might hook up with because of the connection to the ownership and the family there that was involved with owning the Cleveland Browns, of course, with a lot of Tennessee roots and so forth. So you know, that would certainly be a team that could use a veteran quarterback for 1 year while they break in the guy who they may draft with the number two pick coming up in the NFL draft. You know, there's a strong possibility that they'll take a quarterback, that they would release, obviously release Johnny Manziel.
I'm glad you brought up Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel, what's happening with Johnny Manziel? We'll talk about suicide, people booking him, his father talking about him dying by the age of 24. I thought he was 24 already, but is he going to be alive in a year, let alone playing football next year?
Well, that's something for interested parties to probably investigate and interview and so forth. I don't think that Hugh Jackson wants to move forward with him. And I think that from what I understood at the beginning when he was hired, that was a condition to him taking the – because I think Hugh Jackson probably would have had – an opportunity to take a head coaching position elsewhere. He took the position with the Browns and actually canceled the other interviews because I think they agreed that Manziel didn't have to be a part of, you know, what he was going to be doing going forward. So it's a matter of some other team wanting to take a chance. Maybe that team is the Cowboys. Maybe that is some other team. But I doubt very seriously it's going to be Cleveland, and that leaves them with McCown, who is a guy who, you know, could go anywhere. I mean, he's just basically a journeyman, but he's not going to be the guy they build around.
Charlie, I'm running up on a hard break. PlaysByJay.com. He is the genius that called the Super Bowl, of course, the under, and the fact the field was going to be slower than smack. And the bottom line is, he is the king of kings, the genius of geniuses, Charles Jay of PlaysByJay, JAY.com. Charlie, see you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Dominic Menez and I will be right back. Combat Sports next on Sports Byline.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The WBO welterweight title is on the line April 9th, the retirement party for the great Manny Pacquiao. That's right, the Filipino congressman running for the Senate, soon to be a president over there in the land of Pinoy. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao. Like, the biggest thing in Philippines, like Michael Jordan is to the United States, or was to the United States. I mean, he's bigger than Muhammad Ali, Bruce Lee. He's done movies. He's done it all. The bottom line is he's going to fight one more time April 9th. This is the third time around for Bradley, of course, Tim Bradley. And Manny Pacquiao. It's not a fight that everybody wanted to see. It's a fight that really, I think, they wanted to put Manny Pacquiao in, maybe in a fight where he couldn't get hurt. And the bottom line is, Tim Bradley's not a big puncher. Of course, two fights before, Bradley a controversial winner the first time. Pacquiao was certainly winning the second time, of course, setting up that fight with Floyd Mayweather, in which he went into last year with a torn shoulder muscle and went 12 rounds and lost a 12-round unanimous nod. The bottom line is, they're going to roll for the WBO welterweight title April 9th. Live, I believe, on HBO. Now, speaking of the WBO, Francisco Paco Valcarcel, of course, got together with a bunch of old champions, ex-champions, WBO champions, of course, like Alex Nene Sanchez, the great Ivan Calderon. I mean, that guy was like, how did he, 105, 108 pounds, how can he box that light? And just, he boxed everybody to death. He was so tall and lanky. But, of course, Jose Rivera was there. I mean, Felix Pagan was there. The bottom line is they had a lot of good names here. I'm talking about ex-champions of the WBO, and they roll out for an anti-drug program that Paco's put together. And when Paco puts these anti-drug programs together in different cities in Puerto Rico, he'll target a city with a gym, or he'll put a gym together. That's right. The WBO has had gyms put up, built, and equipped, and staffed, and all that kind of good stuff. Of course, we're not looking to make world champions out of everybody. What the WBO is looking is to try to build integrity in the community. I mean, if you work with the kids when they're young, if you give them opportunities, okay, they will prevail. They will be successful, but they need a chance. For some people, boxing is a chance. Maybe not to excel in sports, but to excel because of the discipline instilled by the great sport. The WBO, a proud sponsor of the Sports Overnight America of the Weekend Edition. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or check them out at WBOboxing.com. Hour number two, live from the left coast, the west coast, of course. We're talking NBA. We'll talk a little more combat sports. We'll talk about football concussions. And we're going to talk about sports in general. Have a good time. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Over in America. I am Johnny Tucker.